Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, so we have the some rule changes in the NFL. I'll get into something. It's actually hilarious to me what some of these college basketball coaches are trying to do right now. And it's even more hilarious how many people are kind of buying into it. Mm-hmm. They've been living in this world for a while. We'll get into that in a sec, but let's get the new rules for the NFL that impact the Texans, courtesy of Ian Rappaport. Couple of rules. This one was proposed by Detroit. Protect the club's ability to challenge a third ruling following one successful challenge. So if you go 1-for-2, you're going to get another challenge. Support that.
Yeah.
The competition committee amends Rule 15, Section 5, Article 2 to allow for an enforcement of a major foul by the offense prior to a change of possession in a situation where there are fouls for both teams. Not quite sure what the hell that means.
So does that
allow for an enforcement of a major foul by the offense prior to a change of possession in a situation where there are fouls by both teams? So offsetting type thing? I don't know. We'll figure that
out. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
And then eliminate a potentially dangerous tackling technique, which is the hip tackle, which has been a controversial thing for a while. The NFL has banned the hip drop tackle. The competition committee was unanimous on it. Players Association spoke out on it. I don't know what this is going to look like. I know this is going to create a hell of a lot of controversy, and quite frankly, it's going to make a job that's already pretty difficult even more difficult, that being an NFL official.
Okay, so I get the why they want to do the hip drop. That's the main one. Then the kickoff thing has not been voted on yet. But it seems like the new kickoff rules are going to get some traction and maybe even pass. Not the one that we talked about last week, but just different variations of not moving until the ball hits the ground or hits the end zone or whatever. We'll get to that. But the hip drop tackle, to me, I get it. I think it probably is going to make the game a little safer because people, when you grab them around the hips and you fall, a lot of times you fall on the ball carrier's legs or lower body, whatever. I get it. What I don't like about it is we're doing everything we can to take the interpretation of vague rules away from or tough calls away from the officials, and then we add a very vague call. Like you can grab a guy around the waist. You just can't like fall and drop him.
I still don't get it. I'm watching the highlight tape that they showed. I still don't get
That's what I'm saying. The interpretation. You're like, okay, we'll do replay for this. We'll add another replay review. If you get one right, we're trying to take the interpretation away from the officials, and then we add a very interpretive call. That is going to be...
Look at the highlight tape right now.
The one with the Chiefs? Yeah.
Yeah, and then Jimmy Ward's on there a lot, too. I'm not sure what this is. I'm confused.
Yeah, because you can still grab them around the waist. You just can't drop and bring them and fall on their legs.
What does that mean?
Thank you. I mean, like, it's how do you interpret that? Like, how do you interpret a hip drop?
Is going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. And by the way, how are you going to sack a quarterback? Like, there's another thing. You can't go high. You can't go low. You can't drop.
Like, J.J. Watt is going to lose his mind on this. I'm waiting for him to say something.
No, seriously. You can't go high on a quarterback. You can't go low on a quarterback. And now if you wrap up on him and
JJ's weighed in.
He already weighed in.
Just fast forward to the belts with flags on them is what JJ is saying.
Yeah. Like, it's – let's take away all the interpretation so it would be a little clearer, crisper game, and then let's add this one that no one really knows what it is. That's my thing. Actually, one of the clips they showed, I'm sure it's the same one that you're looking at, is Ryan Tannehill getting sacked or getting hit as he releases the ball. I don't see where that can be an issue.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. And they've had rules where it's gone on for a year and then they get rid of it or what. I don't know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, but okay. Competition committee, players, disconnect, whatever. This was Jay Wright. One of the big stories of the weekend. Kentucky goes down to Oakland. John Calipari. Cougs in the Sweet 16, only team from Texas remaining, by the way. Mm-hmm. Kentucky's won one NCAA tournament game since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
One SEC tournament game since 2019. John Calipari has a $33 million buyout, drops to $27 million after the 2024-2025 season.
Yeah.
I kept hearing this type of dialogue, and I like Jay Wright. I think, although he's a liar. I like Jay Wright.
I like him, but he's a liar.
I mean, he's doing a great Clips endorsement. I mean, you see that guy's suits and that guy's hair.
Yeah.
My man ain't going to Great Clips.
I'd like to know which Great Clips.
I don't know what's a bigger lie. Jay Wright saying he's going to Great Clips or Tom Brady saying he eats Subway.
Yeah.
Like, my man is a liar. I love you, Jay Wright, but you're a liar. Those $25,000 tailored suits or whatever the hell you got and that slick-ass fade you got, you didn't get that at Great Clips, my man.
He did not.
But this was Jay Wright talking about John Calipari after the Kentucky Wildcats got eliminated, and it was getting a lot of praise. I don't quite understand why.
The era of taking these young freshmen and trying to play against older players is over. I think he did a phenomenal job with these guys all year, getting them to be as successful as they were. They're playing against grown men. The guys on Kentucky will be far better pros than any of these guys on Oakland or any of these guys in the tournament, but they're not as good college basketball players. They're not as disciplined yet as the guys from Oakland. And it's not Cal's fault. It's they're 18 years old, and they're in this era where everyone's telling them how great they are. Just show up in college and you're going to win. It doesn't happen that way. And the more the guys stay in college because of NIL, it's going to be tougher for young teams like this to be successful.
Big eye roll. And I'll tell you why. And I'm not disagreeing with what he said, but I think it's a big eye roll. And I think a lot of these coaches, the Bill Selfs and the John Calipari, they're really having selective ignorance and they have no grasp of the reality of where things have been. Not where they are, but where they have been. In college football, coaches are getting used to NIL right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new thing for them. They're figuring this out. They're figuring out that when I recruit this kid, there's a chance he might not be here in a year. There's a chance, hell, he might be playing in our conference the very next season. They're getting used to it. Like college football, college baseball, really any other sport, they're getting used to it. Mm-hmm. The NBA's had one and done for – this has been John Calipari's existence forever.
Yeah.
This is not new. They've had guys who don't even have to go to class because they go to school for one semester. John Calipari, go back to Anthony Davis. Go back to all of his teams. If John Calipari is just now looking at this and because the NIL has basically been in college basketball. I know that there's more money.
Yeah.
But when you're at Kansas or you're at Kentucky, your best players for how long has it been? 15 years?
At least.
Yeah. They're one and done no matter what.
Yeah.
So this is not new. This is not like an adjustment to the current state of the game. That's been John Calipari's reality for a long time.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, and the other part, the hole that I saw in his argument there, is he said because of the NIL, these kids are going to be staying in school more. They've been staying in school anyway, it's not getting paid. Like they, it's been a long time, 15 years, as you put it, discussion of, well, that's a veteran team.
Yeah, the veteran.
Yeah, that's a veteran
the
team.
The veterans, yeah. Second-tier schools, they always have
They've
that.
Always had the veteran
Like, he just
teams.
Basically described college basketball for the last 20 years.
Yes. Yeah, like I totally disagree with that part as much as anything, because they're just getting paid now, so good for them. And then there's this. He said, it's not Cal's fault. It is Cal's fault. Like, first of all, he decided to go down this one-and-done path, which good. Obviously, everybody wants the most talent they can get. He's the one that is not coaching them up to the level that other teams have with one-and-dones, including himself.
Yeah.
You know, with his Kentucky teams that he had one-and-dones and won a national championship.
Yeah.
You know, it just, yeah, I agree with you.
Well, the other thing that I think is hilarious that I hear from Calipari mm-hmm. is, you know, they go up there and they're talking about the one-and-dones mm-hmm. and they're it's what you've been doing for a long time, but it's not new. Like it's nothing new for John Calipari.
Yeah,
you know what's going on. And then I hear this guy, this Jamoke, go up there last week, and John Calipari's at the press conference. He's going like this.
Yeah, here's my sales pitch for Kentucky. If you look at how many draft picks we've had X amount of draft picks. 70% of our guys come here and they go to the NBA. 79% of those guys that go to the NBA get second contracts. Mm-hmm. We've had billions of dollars in contracts in the NBA. If that's your sales pitch, why the hell are they supposed to care what happens in March?
Yeah.
like I don't see Bill Self and all these other guys. I don't see Hubert Davis saying mm-hmm. that. If your sales pitch, when you go up there and you have this platform and you're talking to the world, is you're going to make billions of dollars in the NBA and you're going to go to the NBA, that's a given. But if that's your sales pitch, why the F are these kids at Kentucky supposed to care about what's going on in March? If that's what if that's what you're selling to these kids.
And then beyond all that, the thing that really ticks me off about Calipari is when they do get ousted, he throws everyone under the bus.
Oh, God. We'll hear that.
He throws.
Oh, we'll hear that at 11:20.
Everyone under the bus.
Oh, and it's always like the subtle. We had them prepared to play. They just didn't make the plays we're used to. It's not we didn't make the plays. It's we had them prepared.
Yeah.
Matter of fact. Let's hear this Jamoke
after
the game. And this is after he said we're built for March.
Listen
to this scumbag, by the way.
Yeah.
John Calipari talking about his team. And notice pretty much he says we did everything we could to coach. They just weren't ready.
You know, We had some guys that didn't play the way they'd been playing all year. We did everything we could. We knew the zone would be tough, but we miss shots we don't miss. And, you know, the preparation, I thought they were in a great, trying to keep them loose. But when the game started, you had some guys not play to the level they could play.
I prepared him.
He practically said they choked.
I prepared him, but they just didn't get it done.
They were ready, but once the game started, I don't know.
He's a slime ball,
like,
man.
Ryan Elvin out there. I mean, come on.
It's crazy. It's insane.
I hate that he does that. And that's not the first time he does that.
And that's the first slime off nominee, John Calipari. Yeah. We prepared him, but they just didn't execute. Coming up next, man, things could change in a big way for the Houston Texans. It is a big day. That's the bad cow. Let's go to the good cow next, as well as take a look at the two faces of the state and the two faces of the best game of the tournament so far next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.